Greetings and a happy Monday to you. This is KJ's Easy Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. It is Monday, January the 12th, 2026, a fresh new week. Let's kick it off with a check of the latest news from our region. Well, closing arguments are scheduled today in a case challenging several abortion regulations in Arizona. Catherine Davis Young has a preview.
Arizona voters in 2024 enshrined broad abortion rights in the state constitution. Now, a pair of abortion providers and the Arizona Medical Association say that should be grounds to overturn several laws in the state they say are burdensome and medically unnecessary. Those include a ban on prescribing abortion pills via telemedicine, a ban on abortions when fetal abnormalities have been diagnosed, and a mandatory 24-hour wait to get an abortion. Two top Republican state lawmakers have stepped in to defend the laws, arguing the abortion regulations are meant to keep patients well-informed and safe. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Retail shops in Phoenix face a deadline this week to confirm efforts to keep shopping carts on site and avoid a $500 minimum fine. Matthew Casey reports.
Thursday's deadline stems from a new Phoenix ordinance tied to the city's shopping cart retrieval program that lets residents report abandoned carts. The city already charges a per-cart fee for returns, and now stores with carts have to share detailed information with city officials as part of a yearly certification. Stores must either use locking wheel systems or have launched a management plan to keep carts from leaving their property and ensure quick retrieval if they do. Homeless people often use shopping carts to carry their possessions. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
One of Arizona state senators wants to allow school buildings to be turned into housing for teachers and other critical workers. But some educators say it's not such a good idea. Bridget Dowd has more on that debate.
Republican State Senator John Kavanaugh's idea comes as many Arizona school districts are closing campuses due to declines in enrollment. But representatives from the Labor Union for Arizona Public School Educators are against it. President Marisol Garcia says teachers are professionals who want to be able to decide where they live.
So by saying, hey, instead of paying you more so that you can decide where you and your family wants to live, you can live in one of our buildings. What that does is it puts teachers in a very difficult position. Your boss is now also your landlord.
The union says in the Sanders Unified School District in eastern Arizona, school officials recently moved to evict the family member of a teacher from district housing after the teacher and community members raised concerns about district policies. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In a region where supplies are limited, decisions about water can hinge on incomplete data. As Caleb Radel reports in the Mountain West News Bureau, a new satellite-based tool is aiming to give farmers and water managers a clearer picture.
The tool is called OpenET. It uses satellite data to estimate how much water crops are actually using, field by field. For farmers, that could mean dialing in irrigation more precisely, using less water, and cutting down on waste. The data could also help water managers better plan for shortages. Sarah Larson is the CEO of OpenET. She says the tool can give some of the driest parts of the country new insight into where water is going.
In this climate change setting, it can be incredibly challenging to understand what our uses are, what kind of impacts that's having on the overall sustainability across watersheds, across entire basins.
She says that challenge is especially clear in places like the Colorado River Basin, where water demand continues to outpace supply. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Well, gaming contributions by the state tribes in Arizona hit nearly $45 million in the most recent quarter. Officials say it's a nearly 6% increase from a year ago. The money is used to pay for education, emergency services, tourism, wildlife conservation, and operating the state gaming department. Tribes also contribute gaming money to local governments of their choosing. Well, study is providing new insight on the traumas and experiences of incarcerated women at the Estrella Jail. The report comes from a partnership between ASU and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, and Ignacio Ventura has more.
The study involves surveying more than 400 women on various aspects related to their lives, ranging from education to violence and exploitation exposure. According to the study, more than 50% of the participants have been victims of sex trafficking, and 80% have been victims of domestic violence. ASU social work professor Dominique Rose-Sepowitz says the goal is to bring awareness to women.
Women who are incarcerated are such an invisible population. We don't see them every day when we're driving to work or we're eating lunch at a restaurant. This is a group of people that are often hidden from sight. And I think we don't know very much about them for lots of reasons.
The results of the study led to proposed recommendations. MCSO says it's working to implement programs to provide support and prevent reoffending. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Congress is largely rejecting President Trump's proposal to dramatically slash budgets for natural resource agencies. That's according to bipartisan plans that were released last week that seek to uphold funding for national parks and forests. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has more on that.
The budgets for the Department of Energy, the Interior Department, and the Environmental Protection Agency, among others, include small trims, but not the big cuts the Trump administration outlined more than 6 months ago. The president's request for the National Park Service, for example, would have cut funding by $1 billion. But Congress is opting to keep funding flat. John Garter with the National Parks Conservation Association says bipartisan leaders are making a clear statement
that our national parks should be supported in terms of funding and in terms of staffing.
Garter says the package also requires public lands agencies to maintain the staffing levels needed to fulfill their missions. Lawmakers want to get the package over the finish line by the end of this month to avoid another government shutdown. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The oldest members of the baby boomers, those adults born between 1946 and 64, are turning 80 this year. Kathy Ritchie talked to one aging expert about whether our state is ready for that wave.
Aaron Guest is an assistant professor of aging at Arizona State University. He says while the state has a lot going for it,
we do have a lack of overall providers and a lack of healthcare opportunities for individuals to access,
which could lead to more challenges, both for the state and those who are aging here.
And that's not even considering things such as the effects of the environment, climate change, the availability of jobs, and, you know, quite honestly, the lack of retirement available to many, many people in our society.
A surprising bright spot, he says, is that Arizona has lower rates of social isolation compared to other states, in part because of the many age-friendly communities that exist. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Some science news now. A new study that started at Northern Arizona University found that the amount of salt in an environment significantly limits population growth for Earth's largest herbivores. Just like humans, elephants and giraffes need salt in their diet to think, move, and reproduce. The study's lead author, Andrew Abraham, says researchers mapped sodium availability across all of sub-Saharan Africa.
What we found was that particularly in West Africa, there was much lower levels of sodium availability. And this is exactly where there's been this long-standing mystery as to why there have been fewer megaherbivores in this area of the continent.
Abraham says the lack of salt combined with overhunting and soil infertility plays an important role in limiting their numbers. Well, known as the rowdiest event on the PGA Tour, the WM Phoenix Open reached a tipping point in 2024 when officials had to temporarily close the gates and suspend alcohol sales. As they prepare for the tournament to return next month, officials are planning to maintain some changes that were made last year, including a switch to digital tickets. Chairman Jason Eisenberg says the Scottsdale Police Department is playing a key role.
Every year we look at safety, we look at crowds, we look at everything, and we make decisions on how to make it better. And Scottsdale PD has a say in that, and they're a great partner, and we'll continue to work with them.
Scottsdale Police helped tighten security last year, reporting over 1,000 service calls and 63 arrests. In basketball, how about them Suns? Royce O'Neal scored 19. Devin Booker added 17. Suns cruised to an easy 112-93 win over the Wizards last night in Phoenix. Dylan Brooks did it again, scored 11 of his 16 points in the pivotal third quarter, in which they stretched their lead to as much as 31. It was the Suns' 10th win in 13 games. They'll try to keep it going on the road. They'll begin a 6-game road trip in Miami tomorrow against the Heat. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sunup. It is Arizona's morning news podcast. On this Monday, January the 12th, I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for downloading and listening. Tell your friends and family. Have a great rest of your day, and we're back at you to do it again tomorrow.